Scientists in the United States have announced that they have developed the world's first synthetic living cell. The research team says it's the first time synthetic DNA has been in complete control of a cell. They say it could lead to new bacteria that could produce new fuels to replace oil or new vaccines. Craig McMurtry reports.
As you examine your life, do you find you have missed your humanity?
If you're thinking Data, the all-knowing android from Star Trek, you're overreaching. What the Maryland researchers have created is the first self-replicating synthetic bacterial cell. Team leader Dr. Craig Venter says it could unlock countless possibilities.
Wouldn't it be nice to have something that actually blocked common colds, or more importantly, HIV, where the virus evolves so quickly, the vaccines that are made today can't keep up with those evolutionary changes.
The creation of the synthetic cell began on a computer. Craig Venter explains that they assembled it and transplanted it into a recipient cell and, he says, converted that to a new species.
We built the DNA chromosome from scratch from four bottles of chemicals. The chromosome's over 1 million letters long. We did the final assembly in yeast that people are familiar with for making beer and bread.
The new bacteria replicated over a billion times, and the researchers say the cells can't survive independently. Maryland biophysicist Dr. David Thirumalai says it could be used to create synthetic cells to heal particular parts of the body or to create synthetic bugs to clean up an oil spill.
Let's use an oil spill, for example. You could create synthetic bugs that would just consume this oil at a rapid rate and get rid of this instead of dispersing these chemicals that they do now, and which has presumably all kinds of deleterious effects that are hard to anticipate.
Craig Venter's Institute's already talking to pharmaceutical companies about designing new vaccines, but ethicists and critics of genetic engineering warn that the risks are unparalleled. The researchers acknowledge the technology could be used by bioterrorists to make new, dangerous pathogens.
Rather than having to find it in nature or steal it, one could synthesize it.
And Dr. Thirumalai says it's impossible to predict all the consequences. But he's also in awe of what the Venter team has achieved.
It's a marriage of man's imagination and God's creation of life itself.
Craig Venter says this was only a proof of concept cell, and the next stage is to create synthetic algae. And he isn't shying away from the philosophical debate that this also unlocks. His research team inserted watermarks in the synthetic DNA to be decoded, including a James Joyce quotation: "To live, to err, to fall, to triumph, to recreate life out of life." This is Craig McMurtry for AM.